USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats, 352 delegates up for grabs in six states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State. The very latest now on the race from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Michigan is the most delegate-rich of the states holding primaries on Tuesday, and Sanders needs a win in Michigan to stay competitive with frontrunner Joe Biden in the Democratic race. Campaigning in Dearborn, Sanders vowed to increase Democratic turnout by drawing younger voters and minorities.
Donald Trump will be defeated because the American people, no matter what their political view may be, understand we cannot have a pathological liar in the White House.
Sanders reportedly canceled plans to campaign in Mississippi over the weekend so he could focus on Michigan. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
And Rosie the Riveter has died, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A funeral service for a fallen police officer in Hawaii, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
There was a big turnout to give one final salute to fallen Honolulu police officer Kauliki Kalama.
This is the final summons for Officer Kauliki Kalama, who gave his life in order to protect people in mortal danger. For your commitment and dedication to public service, can we meet again?
He was shot and killed in the line of duty in January, along with Officer Tiffany Enriquez in Waikiki. Both officers were shot as they tried to help a woman who'd been stabbed in the leg. A fire caught and spread, destroying seven homes in the neighborhood. Kalama had been on the force for 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.